Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
So anyway, thanks for tuning in. We've got a great program for you today. If you haven't enjoyed it so far, you're fixing to start enjoying it because we got Cindy Thomas with us today, and she was with us last week. And have you done several online? You've done several. Anyway, she did it. Yeah, did one for the whole church. So she knows what she's doing. And we're going to get her in here and let her show you something really neat from the scriptures. And I've already seen the title of it, Fake News. Okay. So come on in and you can take my place right here. And thanks for being here. And we'll turn it over to you, Cindy.
All right. Thank you. Well, I just want to give y'all a little... warning, I guess would be the word. There is a dirt dauber or a wasp. I'm not convinced which one it is, flying around. And if it gets close to me, we're fixing to have some excitement up in this place. So, anyway, and that is not fake news. That is the truth. With so many things going on lately in our society, in our lives, I wanted to talk a little bit about fake news. We are surrounded by it. It seems to be everywhere. And I thought that in this time, I just wanted to give us a little bit of word to kind of help us out what to do in the face of fake news. The definition of news is a report of recent events, previously unknown information, or something having a specified influence or effect. And then the definition of fake, you can figure this out, but it's not true. Real or genuine, it is a counterfeit or a sham. So fake news, you put that together and basically it's a lie. That's what we used to call it. We used to call it a lie, but now they call it fake news. But there's news out there that is passed off as truth, but it's not. Fake news can have an element of truth that makes it more believable. And we think, well, this part of it's true, so the rest of it must be. And so we believe the whole thing. But, fake news has been around since Bible times. It's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. Jerusalem, I'm going to give you a little backstory on the scripture we're going to look at here. But Jerusalem was under siege by Assyria. Other fortified cities around had already fallen. The Assyrian king's chief of staff is the one talking in the verses that we're going to be reading. So I want you to understand that the people are afraid. There's unrest all around them. They don't know what's going to happen. They hear the words of this Assyrian king's chief of staff talking, and it's not good news. And so they're in a bad spot. And I think we can relate to that lately with the unrest and stuff that's going around and COVID-19 and everything that has been facing us lately, we're in a bad spot. But the first verse we're going to look at says, do not listen to Hezekiah. And remember, this is the chief of staff of the Assyrian king speaking here. It says, this is what the king of Assyria says, make peace with me. Then each of you will eat fruit from your own vine and fig tree and drink water from your own cistern. Until I come and take you to a land like your own, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive trees and honey, choose life and not death. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for he is misleading you when he says, the Lord will deliver us. But the people remained silent and said nothing in reply, because the king had commanded, do not answer him. So the first thing I would say is if you don't know what the truth is, remain silent. Human nature is to talk and lean toward the negative, go to the worst case scenario. Hezekiah told the people, though, to remain silent. And there was a reason for that. And I believe the reason, partly, could be that it takes one negative or fearful person to cause panic and distress. It can just cause chaos all of a sudden, just one person just, you know, upset and afraid. And if the words of that great theologian Thumper from Bambi, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. And I would go even farther and say, if you can't say something positive or encouraging, maybe you should remain silent. That would probably be the best for everybody involved. Go on to the next verse. It says, when King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and went into the temple of the Lord. So point two is humble yourself. You can't go into prayer thinking that you know better than the other people, that you know better than even God. We can't go into a time of prayer prideful. Too many times I think we spend time, we consider it spending time in prayer, but really we're more like telling God what to do. And that's not beneficial either. We've got to spend time in prayer asking God, what is the truth here? What am I supposed to do about this information? And, you know, thinking that I know everything gets me in trouble every time. Every single time I think I know the whole situation or what's going on, I quickly find out that I don't. We had a situation at our job the other day where a patient called and was upset and wanted to talk to a manager. I kind of got the story from the person that she had already talked to on the phone, but I called her back, and her complaint was that she had been in the center and had to have her appointment changed because she was late. They said she was too late for her to have her appointment, and she was upset about that. She said the person at the front desk was rude to her as well. So I called her back and, you know, asked her what I could do for her, and she tells me the same story. Well, I had already decided that I knew who the culprit was before I even talked to the lady. The most likely suspect, I already had him tried and convicted in my head. But when I called the lady and I talked to her and I asked her to describe the person who helped her at the front desk, she described not the person I was thinking it was, but somebody else. So had I gone out with that incorrect information, it could have caused quite a problem with my workers. But I had to get the truth. And to get the truth, I had to listen. I had to remain silent. I had to humble myself and tell myself that, you know what, you don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. So we have to humble ourselves when we go before the Lord. The next verse says, he sent Eliakim, the palace administrator, Shebna, the secretary, and the leading priests, all wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz. Point two is seek direction from God. You don't know everything, like we already said. And when we hear stories and we don't know what's going on, we've got to seek direction from God, because God knows everything. He knows what's going on. He knows what we need to do. We need to ask God what the truth is. We need to admit that we don't know what the truth is. We have to ask him to reveal to you not only the truth, but what you should do and what is your part in all of this. There's so much turmoil right now, so much unrest, and so much fake news that sifting through it can be difficult, and we really, really have to have that Holy Spirit to help us. Isaiah said to them, tell your master, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard. Those words with which the underlings of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Listen, when he hears a certain report, I will make him want to return to his own country, and there I will have him cut down with the sword. Point three is listen to what God says. Listen. A lot of times we hear and we hear noise, but we don't really listen. We don't really pay attention. We've got to take the time to just calm it down, just pay attention to what God's telling us. The next verse is, therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter the city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, he will return. He will not enter the city, declares the Lord. I will defend the city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. Point three, believe what God says. So many times we hear it, but we're not really listening. And then we don't even go to the next step to believe believe what he's telling us and to believe what he says. There's a little practical exercise I want to share with you this morning, and I saw it on Facebook, and Amy Grant put it out there. But sometimes the chatter in our head and the fear that's going on is so strong that it keeps us from hearing from God. And she came up with a way that helped her to kind of defeat the chatter in her head. And I have tried it, and it works great. So I wanted to share it with you. But what we just need to do is just be honest with God. Take time to be by yourself, to kind of hold your hands out and say, this is what the chatter is saying to me. The chatter says, I'm afraid. I'm afraid if I go to the store, I'm going to catch this COVID thing. I could lose my family. I'm just afraid. But then take the time to either just bow your head, or she laid just on the floor in front of the Lord and say, but your word says you're a shield around me. The hairs on my head are numbered. I am loved. I am loved. And just take some time to lay there in his presence silently for a few minutes, just realizing that you are loved. And then you may get up again and just hold out your hands and say, the chatter says that things are so crazy with protests and things turning violent and people hurting people and destroying property that I don't want to leave my house. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what's going to happen to me. But then you just lay down before the Lord and say, you know what, Lord, you are my strong tower. Your word says, my ever-present help in time of trouble, my name is actually engraved on the palm of your hand, according to Scripture. And I am loved. I am so loved. And just lay there and let that soak in for a minute. And then you may want to do it a third time and just say, you know, the chatter in my head says that if something happens to my income, if something happens to my money, and I can't buy groceries, I'm going to starve. And, you know, that's what my chatter is saying. But your word says that you love me so much you sent your son to die for me. You say that when I pass through the waters, you're with me. And when I pass through the fire, I won't be burned. I am loved. I am loved. And just lay there and let that soak in to help you to believe what God says. Say it out loud. It helps to hear it. And just let yourself know and realize that God loves you. So believe what he says. Go on to the next scripture. It says, that night the angel of the Lord went out and put to death, listen to this number now, 185,000 in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. That was probably quite an unexpected thing because I don't know how much they believed what the Lord had told them. But we need to wait expecting it to happen. Wait knowing that what God said is true and expecting it to happen. If you look at Acts 3:5, this is a story of Peter and John going to the temple. They encounter a beggar there who asks them for money. And Peter says, tells the beggar, look at me. And then it says, so the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. He expected to get something. Now, he didn't get what he was expecting because he really thought he was going to get money. But what he got was better because he was healed from his affliction. So we just have to pray expecting. Did you know that God cannot lie? He can't lie, according to Scripture. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? No, he doesn't. God doesn't lie. Humans lie. Satan lies. But God does not lie. And if God says it, you can believe it. So in conclusion, I just want you to remain silent. With all of this stuff that's going on, if you don't know what the fake news is, if you don't know, you don't need to speak to it until you have disseminated and discerned what it is. So in that beginning stages, we really need to remain silent. We need to humble ourselves. We need to seek direction from the Lord. Listen to what he says and believe the report of the Lord. Don't believe the report of the enemy. The Assyrian enemy of King Hezekiah was saying all kinds of opposite of what the Lord said he was going to do. So we have to believe the report of the Lord. We have to wait, expecting that God is going to take care of us, expecting that he's going to love us and have the answer that we need to our situation, our problem, and our fears. We don't need to be afraid. God is there for us, and God loves us. And I just want to say a little prayer over us right now. Lord, we just come before you so thankful that in this time of trouble, in this time of turmoil, we have you to rely on. We have you, our strong tower, to take care of us. We have you who is not the author of fear, but the author of peace. So, Father, I just pray that right now as we are before you and as we are in prayer before you right now, Lord, that you would just calm fears of those watching this. Father, that you would just let your peace that passes all understanding just flow through everyone. And, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you for your word and I praise you for your love for each and every one of us. Lord, I ask that you would keep your hand of protection on all of us, Father, and let that peace continue to flow. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Steve.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much, Cindy. It was a wonderful lesson, a very timely lesson. So, but the reason I'm closing it out is I just remembered this is birthday Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday of each month we celebrate birthdays. So I'm not going to sing it for you, but I'll just say happy birthday to you. So raise your hand if it's your birthday, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a thumbs up. You have not only survived, but you have thrived. And God bless you, and I wish we were there in person to say happy birthday. But we'll get together soon. In the meantime, thank you for tuning in today, and we'll see you next week. God bless you.